related to Breonna Taylor's death. She was shot by police in her apartment in March. Weekly unemployment claims are up.
The labor market continues to slowly recover from the slump in the spring. There were 870,000 people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. The number of people continuing to receive benefits declined, but still was more than predicted at 12.5 million.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The remnants of what was once Tropical Storm Beta will be affecting the state today and tomorrow. And we're on the east side of the track. That's the more active side. Showers likely, maybe a few thunderstorms today. Some tropical downpours in spots. A few storms, possibly strong, maybe severe. With these tropical systems, you can't rule out a spin-up tornado or two. Breezy today with a high around 80, low tonight around 70. Tomorrow, I guess you could say the tropical tail of Beta will be affecting us with a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms again. We'll be in the mid-80s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and over the weekend, not as many storms around. They will be more of a scattered nature. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you've ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Louisville police there in Kentucky are saying both officers who were shot last night are doing well, will survive injuries.
They arrested somebody.
Yeah, I'm looking at
custody right now.
Yeah. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing? I just got bumped off a minute ago. Did you notice that?
I did, but you're back. You're back.
I'm back.
We got Eddie Bader in the house, man, in the phones. Give us a call if you want to join in. 272-9228. 272-9228. Now, I want to hear from anybody, you know, does this Breonna Taylor ruling and then what we saw in terms of protests around the country last night, does that change your vote to Biden or Trump? Anything you're seeing out there, change your vote, change your mind. Are you sitting on the fence? And has anything like this going on? Are you waiting for the debates? Would love to hear from you. 272-9228. By the way, did you see that Trump on Twitter gave a shout-out to Barry Moore yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I did. I think I may have it. Do you have it?
I could pull it up here, but good for Barry Moore. You know, Trump does this from time to time. He'll sort of throw things out there. Yeah, I've got it right here, Jack. Barry Moore will be a terrific congressman for Alabama, an early supporter of our MAGA agenda. He is strong on jobs, life, the wall, law and order, and the Second Amendment. Barry has my complete and total endorsement. So, good to hear, Barry.
Yeah.
Good to
Congrats.
Hear.
Yesterday, at 4:46 p.m.
Yeah, that's good stuff. You know, I saw a T-shirt of a guy wearing the other day. It said, Black Lives MAGA.
And no.
I loved it, because I'm sure a lot of folks see that, and it's like their head hurts a little bit. It was well done. Black Lives
MAGA. I would be careful where I wore that.
Sure. Well, work, yeah. Yeah, I think I'd feel more comfortable at a Trump rally wearing that, but I'll just be blunt. I don't feel comfortable at any rally. Like, the last big political rally I went to, I think, was Herman Cain when he came through town here. And that was a sizable, we overflowed the RSA Activity Center down there. Like, we were amazed at the turnout. But, my grandfather asked me soon after that event, like, my mom helped, and, you know, Dan Morris helped put it together. It was a great event, Herman coming through, all the fanfare around him. And I'm sitting at the kitchen table the Sunday following that event. My grandfather asked me, so, Joe, what'd you think of that? I'm like, well, I like Herman. I thought his speech was good, but in terms of, like, all the rally, I'm like, yeah, I'm all right. It's just not me. I've always been this way. First, like Auburn football, I love watching the games. I love football itself, especially when the games get really good. But, you know, the X's and O's are fascinating to me, the schemes, all these things. But, I'm not the guy who goes and immediately signs up for season tickets and I have to tailgate every...
Oh, you'll be good with this 20% crowd. You'll be perfect with
That's more me, yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a thing I have, Jack, where it's like, you know, I'm talking to you and Eddie right here. I can see how precious and unique both of you are, children of God. And then even a crowd of, like, say, 10, good friends.
Good.
Yeah. But then when that crowd grows to 20 and then 40 and then... 80, and oh my God, we're over 100, and it's like, you people are dangerous!
You start squeezing yourself out of the crowd, Joey.
Yeah, so let's go to the phones. We got a lot of calls lined up here. Cinderella, Mike, Steve, others. Let's go to Cinderella first. Hey, Cinderella.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Well,
I'm doing great this beautiful day, even though it's raining.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's the type of rain, though, that you could, you know, lay in bed or out on your balcony and, you know, enjoy yourself. Even if you're miserable, you can enjoy it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've got 2 cents to throw in about this Breonna Taylor mess up in Kentucky.
Right.
You know, and our Mayor Stephen L. Loser Reed. You know, as far as I'm concerned, his statement, his tweet was absolutely egregious because he's supposed to be a leader. And as far as I'm concerned, his tweet is trying to incite violence. If the truth be told, which he cannot tell, if he were to tell all the facts of this case, is not only did the police knock on their door and announce that they were wanting them to open the door, of which they did not, and I say they because she had a thug in there in her apartment with her that they were after, okay? They also told them that if they didn't open the door, they was going to bust it down. When they busted it down, what the media and Stephen Loser Reed is not telling the people is that her boyfriend shot at the police first.
Yep.
Before they ever opened fire. So that's why the grand jury did not indict those police officers. And that is the truth. But Stephen Reed is incapable of telling the whole truth. All he wants to do is support some people that desecrate our fountain downtown and call it a damn piece of art.
Well, like I said, that instead of being, you know, how woke you are with the cause, and I'm sorry, Jack, say that again?
That stuff around the fountain looks like crap.
It does. It is no more art than me sitting on a toilet.
Scatological. Oh, my. No, like, I would say that...
Nothing logical about that.
Sure. I tickled that either.
I mean, it just infuriates me that these liberals, losers like Stephen Reed, that are ruining our city because he's not doing anything to help the city. I mean, like Jack said, look at the trash around this town. Just look at the trash around this town. You know, he's not doing anything to take care of things like that. All he's concentrating on is one, is promoting BLM, which is a terrorist group, and we all know it is. Even their own spokespeople have said they're Marxist, you know. And all he's doing is that and trying to promote himself to a higher position later on. And forget Montgomery. He could care less about Montgomery. I'm just sick of all of it. I mean, we've been cooped up over 6 months, and then crap like this starts happening. I mean, how much is the public supposed to be able to take and remain sane?
Well, that's why I came up with the Hollywood moniker, Hollywood Stephen Reed. You know, it's one thing if he goes, you know, on national news, makes the city look great, but my point is this. You know, it's one thing for Joey and Jack and commentators around the state to talk about national politics, but when you're the leader, supposedly the political leader of a city, be very careful playing that national political game, because I worry it could go sideways, not just for Stephen himself, but for the city. And this, you know, just look at other cities run by Democrats around this country, and I do not want that coming to Montgomery.
Oh, I don't either, but I feel like he's trying to incite violence in this city so he can get national attention. And that's just pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
I wouldn't go that far. And I'm saying that because of when things got really serious there early on, right after George Floyd's death, he was out there. And we know for a fact behind the scenes, a lot of folks worked together to make sure it was peaceful here, including the mayor. He was encouraging people not to go out. So I'll give him his due. But I'm saying he needs to be careful playing this national political game. For instance, especially with Twitter. You know, when all the Chaz or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Can't even say it, Cinderella. When all that was going on and Jenny Durkham said it was going to be the summer of love. You know, Trump was criticizing it. Stephen Reed retweeted it and said, oh, the president's just scared of democracy. And this is what I'm talking about. It's like, careful what you're saying. Careful.
Yeah, I
don't mean that as like a threat. I mean that as it's not good for you. It's not good for the city, Mr. Mayor. Don't go too Hollywood on us.
Well, I mean, you know, I knew this old redneck woman one time said, before you talk about the doo-doo in front of my doorstep, you better clean up yours. Well, before he starts criticizing people in Kentucky, he ought to look in the mirror at himself and what this city looks like to other people, and it looks like crap right now.
Absolutely, Jack. I mean, just think about the black-on-black killings and crime in this town. He didn't do anything for that.
I know, and I'm talking about the overall appearance of the city. When you've got an article in the newspaper today about how awful Oakwood Cemetery looks, I mean, that's a city property.
Well, Cinderella, I appreciate the call. We got a bunch of others here, though. So have a good day.
Y'all have a good day.
You
do. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, okay. I like to keep this short and sweet.
Yes, sir.
So Breonna Taylor's boyfriend fired at the police first.
Yes.
And he didn't get hit, right?
Right.
Correct.
And he has not been charged with anything. How in God's name does she get hit 6 times and he not get hit once when he's the one that fired the gun?
I know.
I don't know how it all went down.
And then that one cop, the one that's brought up on charges, is shooting into through the walls into other apartments. I'm a conservative, so I'm on our side.
Sure.
But how do these cops put 6 bullets in her, bullets in the walls, and miss this guy? I just don't get it.
Well, and this is why I support things like the Justice for Breonna Taylor Act Rand Paul introduced. I think even if it wasn't a no-knock raid technically, I think, you know, these raids in the middle of the night, it make this it ripe for a situation like this. And, you know, a lot of really bad stuff to happen. And by really bad, people end up dead, whether it's people whose home you're going into or the police themselves.
And this morning, coming into work, I don't know if it was on Breitbart or Fox, they're still reporting that it was a no-knock warrant. I mean, this is Fox, this is our news source that we count on, and they're still reporting it false news. That ticks me off. So anyway, that's all I have to offer. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mayor Mike.
And what's so frustrating to me is that there are a lot of ways we could change laws. As a libertarian, I've been calling for a change to how we approach drug use for a while here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a heavy lift sometimes convincing my friends, my fellow allies, conservatives on this issue. And the conversation will continue. But I think a lot of the current enforcement regime around controlling drug consumption is not optimal. It's less safe for the police. And I'll put it this way. Let's just take laws against marijuana. I'm not about to make the argument all these people are in jail. The number of arrests that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about the rule of law, what does it do to people's respect for law and law enforcement when you have a law that millions flaunt daily and, in fact, many, many states have now made legal? I mean, this is an instance of when you have a law that millions and millions of people flaunt regularly. This is not something that instills trust in the law and law enforcement. And I'm more focused on the law than the folks wearing the badge here with this sort of argument. And I think that's what we need to do more of. Focus on the law that officers are meant to enforce instead of just looking at the people enforcing it. Of course, there are problems there, too. And we can talk all the live long day about training and what should go into training. Right now, there's all this generational turnover. There are a lot of issues. So, in fact, I believe we have Steve, who, you know, Steve, you know this much better than I in terms of training. How are you doing this morning?
Well, you know, millions of people flaunt the law every year on Valentine's Day, Joey. It is.
Flaunt law.
it is legalized prostitution. The more you give, the more you get.
We're not talking about Hunter Biden this segment, Steve, all right?
All right. Well, let's talk about you rolling the trees at Tumor Corner. I know you participated in those crowds. in your wild and woolly days.
Oh yeah, they're still not over.
That's right.
Hey, speaking of the shooting, you know, now when someone fires on the police, it's called a warning shot. So
really,
that's what he said. He said he was firing a warning shot when he fired on the police.
Well, all I can think, if she got shot 6 times, he didn't get hit at all.
In that situation, well, was somebody a body, a shield, a human shield?
Well, the thing about it is, and I was in our tactical unit, and we used to serve high-risk warrants with the detective division.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd make entry, and I almost shot a six-year-old one night serving a warrant. And when you have on a Kevlar mask, helmet, and you're putting CS gas into a trailer, and you think people are out of there, but doesn't everybody follow police directives? And there's chaos going up. And, you know, it's easy to Monday morning quarterback and say, well, why'd they shoot six times and why, you know, they didn't hit this person? But when you are in a tactical situation serving a high-risk warrant, there is all kind of variables that play into that.
Right.
And so it's not as easy as it sounds. But as you said, Joey, if they want to change the law, just like back, they changed the fleeing felon law, you know, they struck that down. And law enforcement, we don't make the rules. We don't get to make any of the laws. We just have to play the game by the rules that somebody makes. So, as you said, Joey, so sweetly and so completely, if they want to do away with these, just change the law. And then we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Right.
But, you know, the mayor, changing gears, he can say anything he wants to. You know, I believe that freedom of speech should be that.
Yeah.
But when the police chief down in Troy gets fired, not acting in his official capacity, but simply making comments on his Facebook page, he gets fired. And I guarantee you, if a Montgomery police officer posted something negative about BLM or something else, then he would be terminated. And it's happened all over the country. But evidently, you know, he's exempt. So all I'm saying is that it ought to be, you know, if you're going to have freedom of speech, if you're not going to have censorship, then everybody ought to play by the same rules, but you shouldn't pick and choose. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Steve. 272-9228, this hour, news and views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender. Let's go to one of my favorite callers, Junebug. Hey, Junebug, how are you this morning?
Joey, how y'all doing?
Doing okay.
Hey, man, I just want to start off by telling everybody, your listeners, y'all, man, I love you. I love you. As brothers, listening to this station, you are believers of Christ. But, you know, love conquers all. And I'm calling because I'm on the fence. I am one of the ones on the fence. I try to critically think. I try to listen to your show and listen to others. I'm a lifelong raised Democrat. So it's like, you know, my mom always, you're voting for the lesser of the two evils, you know, and I'm sick of it. You know, but I am on the fence, and I'm really starving for Trump to give me something. I'm holding on for him to give me something, more so just some compassion, more so something, because at his rallies, I know he's trying to fire his base up, but it's so heartbreaking to hear him, law and order, and but when it comes to Breonna Taylor or George Floyd or instances, just some compassion. Hey, I'm sorry for the family. It's bad what happened, but we have to let the law play. Just, I'm trying to hold on to something. Of course, I don't want to vote for Joe Biden. Who wants to? Because we're not voting for Biden. We're voting for Harris. Ain't no way he's even capable. Not saying he wouldn't. You know, I don't know him 10, 15 years ago, but as of now, his health cannot run the country. He can't do it.
Right.
So we're voting for Harris, and I'm terrified. I am terrified because I have children, and I believe I have grandchildren, and that's what I'm thinking about. But I'm really trying to really accept for Trump. Just give me something, bro. I need something. And, you know, and I'm more so just compassion. If nothing else, a little compassion.
You know, Junebug, and you bring up something interesting. I think that's a completely reasonable request, and I tend to agree with you. What's interesting to me is that Trump going on and on about the law and order, like his lines at his rallies, it really didn't get a lot of, you know, rah-rah and applause out of the crowd there, say, for instance, in Pennsylvania the other night. What really got a lot of big lines was him going after Biden direct, which is entertaining, and I think why people liked it. But also, when Trump brought up this whole 1776 commission and being patriotic, that's when the crowd went wild. And that was interesting to me. That same crowd was kind of, you know, golf clapping for law and order, but they were going wild for, we love our country, let's talk about the founding values and how those values have made the country more perfect as people have done the work over the years. And maybe Trump needs to calibrate more, and so you can hop off the fence to his direction. But I appreciate your call, because that's what I was looking for. I think people really are torn, and they have every right to be.
Yeah. And I'm not going to blanket the whole white race. I hate that. I hate the news that tears us apart. I hate the media. I absolutely hate it. And I'm not going to blanket the whole white race for some idiots, just like I wouldn't want the white race to blanket the whole black race for idiots. There's idiots on both sides.
Amen.
You know, so I really appreciate it, bro.
Junebug. Did you get to watch the Republican National Convention a few weeks ago? Because I think they did a pretty good job of portraying the human side of Trump that we don't often get to see. But I think there were some really good stories about the compassion that Trump has for people. And it's hard to see at these rallies. You're right. But I think it's there. I really do. And I watched that Republican convention very closely. And there were some really good examples of how he's helped people over the years. And that he's not the big, bad boogeyman that people make him out to be. But that's just my two cents.
And you know, it really creates divide, because, and it's really the poor on both sides. When the poor Democrats get to screaming and the poor so-called conservatives, they fly these Confederate flags. It's not the Confederate flag. I'm not on that. But you know the type that I'm talking about, the ones that, you know, ride around and, you know, brandish and all that, you know. But it's those ones that get fired up that makes it dangerous as being black, you know, because you can get yourself in a situation, especially when you're with your wife and children, and they're, you know, raw, and, you know, that's very dangerous. And that's, you know, I wish we could just calm both sides down and really talk and have discussions, open discussions without all the emotion.
Well, that's why I was heartbroken when the national press really made Charlottesville this flashpoint for the entire nation. What I saw were a bunch of idiots out there. Really taking advantage of a more interesting cause, taking down monuments or whatnot. And then when I saw those tiki torches, I'm like, what the hell is this?
Hey, man, y'all have a great day, bro.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
272-9228. Got to hit a break here. We got Henry and Barry Moore's on the line.
Get out.
Yeah, so we'll be talking to Barry Moore here in just a moment. 272-9228. More news and views after this quick break.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th with a salute to our veterans. Sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits.
October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis, along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the Fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Policy and Clearback Policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's the remnants of Tropical Storm Beta that'll be affecting Alabama's weather today, tracking from Mississippi across North Alabama. Look for scattered to numerous showers today, maybe a few thunderstorms, a few tropical downpours at times. Can't rule up a spin-up tornado in a situation like this. Winds out of the east at 12 to 18 and gusty. Could be some higher gust. High today, 82. Tonight's low, 60. Tomorrow, I think Beta is out of here. A small risk of an isolated shower, perhaps, with a high temperature up to about 83, but a better day tomorrow. Mid-80s on Saturday. I think we're primarily dry. There could be a stray shower Sunday, but, you know, the chances are small and we'll be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This hour, News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
You sound good, Jack. You sound good. And Eddie in the house, man in the phones.
Yes, sir.
And on the phone, we have candidate for Congress, the Republican nominee in the upcoming general election, here from Congressional District 2, Barry Moore. Hey, Barry, how are you?
Well, good morning, Joy. How are you and Jack doing down that way these days?
Doing all right, Barry. Thanks for asking. How you doing, man?
Oh, it's good. Hey, I'm doing good, Jack. I don't know if you know or not, but I was the first elected official in the nation to endorse Donald Trump. And I got his endorsement yesterday, so I was like, I got to call and surprise my friends down in Montgomery and all the listeners down that way and just kind of update them and touch base with you guys just briefly and say hello.
Well, it was the complete and total endorsement. Were you expecting that or kind of blindsided you, the endorsement from the president?
Well, we weren't. We weren't really expecting it. The team had mentioned a few months back that he would probably endorse us, and so we just kind of got a call earlier this week and came up and met with the White House team, and met with him and the vice president, and it was really an interesting day. And, you know, somebody called about, I think one of your callers earlier mentioned about maybe you know, seeing the softer side of Trump and kind of seeing who he is as an individual. Yesterday was my mom's birthday, and as we were getting ready to go out the room, Mark Meadows, chief of staff, I said, hey, you think the president might sign this picture for my mom for her birthday? And so he said, yeah, I'll get it to him, he said. And he overheard us, and he said, hey, he said, hand it to me. I want to sign it. So he signs it. I get the picture. I go out of the room and get over in the Roosevelt room where we're kind of talking and waiting. And in walks Mark Meadows. He said, the president wants your mom to have this pen as well that he signed with. So he just, that was a side of him. I mean, you see the numbers and you see the tweets a lot of times, but he really is a nice guy. And I think it was, to me, the most impressive thing was just the grasp of the races around the country, how he was doing in different states, our polling numbers, what we were seeing. He really has, of course, I guess you figure to be as successful a business owner as he is, but he has a great grasp of numbers and a fantastic just, guy that knows how to pick and knows how to work to win. So he was impressive to say the least.
Do you get the sense that the president is optimistic or pessimistic or really didn't comment about whether or not we'll make some gains in the House?
You know, Kevin McCarthy was in there, Jack, and that was one of the things that they are really, the president does not want Pelosi to be speaker, obviously. And he is working overtime, and they just covered briefly his schedule and what he's doing right now in House races. And McCarthy said the years he's been in D.C., he's never seen a president engage in House races, especially in an election year like President Trump is. And we were the first ever group of nine, the Vanguard crowd, they're calling us now, that the guys that are in pretty good seats that are willing to help the president, help other people, they are working. They are really working, and he is not going to let up. Trump is a hard worker. That's one thing we know about him, and he's determined to help McCarthy get a majority.
How are you looking for this upcoming election day? Have you heard from any of, say, the folks out there voting supporters with issues around the mail-in voting here with, you know, in our great state? How does it feel as we get closer to this date?
Well, I think that the president's base is really, really mobilized right now. I don't know that Biden's mobilized the Democratic base as well. And some of the unrest, I think, is actually hurting the Democrats. We see them kind of pulling off of, you know, now kind of condemning almost some of the unrest, the civil unrest, the burning and building, cop attacks, and that sort of thing. So I, you know, I feel pretty good about our position in the state. I think the base is mobilized. And obviously there are concerns. I think the American people want to see things get back to some sense of civility and we feel good about where we're at. We want to finish. I'm an Auburn grad, so I like to play like I'm a touchdown behind. So,
yeah,
so we're going to work hard on our race. Thanks, sir. We're going to work hard on our race, but we're going to work across the country. We want to see this. We would love to see a Republican majority as Trump's reelected so that we can put an end to this crazy collusion impeachment stuff and get about taking care of the American people.
Well, I appreciate that. That's good to hear. So you think the president has a very good grasp of where all the races are around the country, like the pivotal Senate races and some of the House races? You think he's really on top of that?
Yeah, Jack, first thing he says, Jerry Call walks in, we walk in together, and he looks at us and goes, how's the coach going to do in Alabama? And he that was one of the first things when he found out. So he's following the Senate races. And then, of course, the House, like I said, there's optimism with the work ethic that we've got with the president supporting us and making the phone calls and doing the things he can to help us fundraise. And then, of course, we've got McCarthy's done a great job of recruiting Republican candidates, which in 18, I don't know that they did as good a job of recruiting candidates as we needed to. And so McCarthy says this time that they've done a great job recruiting great candidates. The president's working really hard. So there's an opportunity we get the House, and, you know, I don't know what the odds are. If nothing else, we're going to gain a lot of ground.
Well, that's very
good. Well, that's good. That's good to hear, really.
Well, and it's great that you're joining that Freedom Caucus. It's one of the things that got me over the line, made me feel very comfortable with your candidacy, Barry. And the fact that Mark Meadows is the chief of staff and he was once the head of the Freedom Caucus, you got that that telephone line, I suppose, or something like that, a text line right to the White House into the West Wing. And so if we can, you know, conservatives, you know, those who believe in liberty can take back the House, that will be a cherry on top. I did not know if it was in the cards, but the fact that, you know, the White House and everybody's making a play for it, you're putting me in a good mood this morning.
Well, I do my best, and you know, and honestly, you're right. He's got Mark Meadows, chief of staff, former chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, and Mark and I are good friends. I've met with him back when the impeachment started, and the president talks daily with those guys, but also with McCarthy in the room. It's interesting to me. The president is such a great leader that those have kind of been factions of the Republican Party past. They seem to all be working together. And, of course, you know, now once we, if we get the majority, there's going to be a little bit of a power struggle at that point. But right now, we understand as a team in the foxhole, we got to work together. The president has done such a fine job of bringing the McCarthys and the Mark Meadows and the Jim Jordans of the world onto his team. And we're going to get behind him. We're going to get behind him, I should say, and behind each other. We're going to try to make this thing happen.
Well, very good. Any need for help? How can folks get in touch with you?
www.barrymoreforcongress.com is our website, and Barrymore Republican for Congress on Facebook is a great place. And we're going to try to keep everybody informed. Thank you guys for what y'all do for the conservative movement across the country and certainly in the district down in Montgomery, that area. So y'all need me, y'all call me. But I wanted to surprise you and call in this morning and tell you and your listeners I appreciate you. And y'all keep saying your prayers.
Thanks a lot, Barry. You keep Sherry calm. I know that isn't easy.
Sir, that's your job, Jack. That's not my job. Well, y'all have a blessed day, guys.
You too, Barry. Very pleasant surprise. Yeah, great hearing from him. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's... I did not think at the beginning of the primary that was a crowded field. Very crowded field.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who was in it? Well, I remember, wow, listen to that trombone, Jack.
Trombone.
Bob Rogers. Jessica Taylor was in that race. Your good friend Terry Hasdorf.
Troy King.
Yeah, it was a very crowded field. And when we first started interviewing the candidates, I did not know who was going to come out.
Oh, and of course, Jeff Coleman, yeah. Who spent all that money, yeah.
Yeah, I've already forgotten about Jeff Coleman. And what a story. You spent all that money. And then you don't win it outright. Barry Moore gets in the runoff against Jeff Coleman. Then the pandemic hits. And I think all that time allowed people the time to really look at Jeff Coleman. And he was exposed. He couldn't just win with a checkbook. And some snappy, kind of snazzy, nice, almost lacquered ads. It's a little too shiny for my taste.
Yeah, look, it was a little bit too polished for Alabama, I think.
Well, and it was also, like, it was too ham-handed, the pandering. Like, my favorite, of course everybody remembers the radio commercials with, you know, Jeff, and I'm sure she's a lovely woman.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Coleman's wife, Tiffany. But I remember sitting in the studio, and we have TV monitors on, folks, but the sound's off, obviously. And I remember seeing a Jeff Coleman ad, and without being able to hear the sound, I just see Jeff Coleman in, like, a button-up white shirt, bending over, like picking up some mud and like some topsoil off the ground. Mm-hmm. And in my head, it's like, hi, I'm Jeff Coleman and I'm holding mud. Mm-hmm. what is this? This is not a great image. These last few months, this election cycle will go down in history just because of the pandemic.
Well, what do you think the next one's going to do? Everything just keeps accelerating.
I mean, can we slow down?
Yeah.
I thought it was peak 2020 when CNN was reporting on CNN headquarters being, you know, burned up and broken into
by
rioters and protesters. It's white nationalists, as there's definitely a guy holding the Mexican flag on top of the seat. Like, yeah. Well, they might be all about La Raza, but yeah. I don't think it's a white nationalist movement. Oh, my goodness. Just what a crazy year it really has been. 272-9228. Again, this hour, News and Views, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Is there a difference, Jack Campbell?
There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
It really is. And call Kim Williams today and let her prove that to you. They're a wholesale lender. It means they have wholesale rates. They cannot be beat on rates and pricing. So you're leaving money on the table if you're currently a homeowner and you haven't refinanced in years, and if you haven't called Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. She can get you a very low rate that saves you hundreds a month, thousands over the course of a year. I mean, we had Ronnie call in last week. He was saving $250 a month, $250 a month.
Yeah.
That's nothing to...
Just talk to another guy. $250 a month is what he's saving.
Wow.
That's like, but you know, and he said, like I told him, he's saving money and time. And a lot of people won't go do it because they think, it's just not worth it. Imagine if you're doing $100 a month, saving $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year that you're throwing out the window.
Oh, and then add to it, you get to skip one payment, maybe two.
Two, yeah.
That's incredible. It helps relieve that money stress, get that burden off of your shoulders. And also, if you're out there renting right now and you've been dreaming of buying, but you never really looked into the process, call Kim Williams. She'll walk you through it. It's a simple phone call. All yep. starts with pre-approval, and she'll walk you through every step of that home buying process so you can, too, own your very own home. So call Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Why call Alabama Home Mortgage?
There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
That's the reason why, folks. That's the reason why. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Short break here. Only about a minute 15. So we'll be right back, and then we're clear to the top of the hour.
Get out.
Nope. I've changed it and made it work just for you, Jack.
Really, Joey? How lovely.
Yeah, lovely indeed. That's one word for it. You know, sometimes I wonder. I wonder you. I wonder.
Good, keep wondering.
We'll be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Eddie in the house, man in the phones for us.
Mm-hmm.
Getting 272-9228. We boring you, Eddie? You tired or something?
I didn't get much sleep last night.
Or maybe it's the fact that you ate all that sugar and
you're
cake.
Crashing now?
And now you're crashing. Yes.
That's just a good idea. I need two pieces of cake. One for earlier, one for later.
No, it means don't eat
you're
the cake.
You're always thinking, Joey.
Do a heavy protein breakfast or maybe some complex carbs.
I told you there's nuts in there and bananas. Little grains.
Susanna, I now understand. I now understand.
You should have seen our buddy Seth last night.
Yeah?
Yes. We went to Baumhauer's for Greg's thing and had a client with me. You know, I love bringing clients out there. Well, my bad for not telling Seth I had a client with me. Seth goes, dude, you need to shut up. You start doing all that salesman stuff. You're too good of a salesman. You could tell anything to anybody. I'm like, dude.
I got He's a client.
It's like there's a client here. Shut up.
Goodness. I don't know what I did inviting you guys on the radio. But, Jack, how about a little story time? You know, as the weather gets cooler, as it's a little dreary outside, why don't you get your blankie, call over Bugsy, nestle up next to the fire, tell you a little story here.
Oh, is it story time?
You going to tell me a little story?
Yeah, I'll tell you a little story. Here is, it's a great story. It's from Ohio, you know, the land of something.
Rich Thomas.
The land of Rich Thomas. There you go. And Buckeyes, whatever
right.
the hell that,
that
means.
Is. Yeah.
So there's a woman there in Ohio, as football season's, you know, kicking into gear
yeah.
here. She, Alicia Kitts, traveled to see her son play football in Logan, Ohio.
Like high school game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Man.
I think so.
You've already given this away earlier. You know that.
Yeah, but, you know, some people don't listen all the live long day, Jay.
Right.
But I'm giving you the details, filling in the, you know, the texture here.
Yeah, because I'd like to know how it went from no mask to taser.
So, Miss Kitts, Alicia, travels to Logan, Ohio, and she sits down. She's watching her son. She's sitting there with her family. And she, as, you know, we played Dr. Scott Atlas earlier, she's properly socially distanced.
Okay.
She's with people she's with all the time. And then she has 6 feet, if not more, away from other onlookers to this great high school football game.
Yeah,
it's become a classic American scene. And a police officer then approaches Alicia and arrests her. Of course, she struggles and resists arrest. It's a common theme these days. And the officer, in a video taken, is shown tasing the woman for not wearing a mask, tasing her in front of her children, God, and everybody. The witness who filmed it, Tiffany Kennedy, is the one who also shot the video. She says that Alicia, Miss Kitts, had not been warned for not wearing a mask prior to approaching her. This witness also said that Kitts has asthma, and that's why she chose not to wear a mask. Quote, there's no reason to tase someone and arrest them for not wearing a mask, the witness said. Alicia's mom said that when the officer tased her, the current went through the bleachers and zapped the kids sitting there, too. Brilliant. Just brilliant.
Metal does conduct electricity.
Yeah, there it is.
Jeez.
And it's examples like that. You pass any law, that's why I always focus on law, any law, any dictate, any ordinance. It's not like just, you know, HOA rules that you can ignore. Oh, wait, you have to pay attention to those?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it's not like some, you know, it's high school chess club. And, oh, you must follow the rules. It's not like some little community get-together. No, laws are backed by the force of law. Keyword, force. And if you resist arrest and break any law, even one that you think is ridiculous, this sort of thing can happen.
But
now, you would think most officers would have the good judgment
yes.
not to, you know, just tase a woman watching a high school football
game. Situation, jeez.
But my God, this is what happens.
That's just absolutely nuts.
Right.
Really is. Really is. I'll try to bring more wholesome stories in the future, Jack, especially as it gets colder. I know it warms the cockles of your heart.
Yeah, but that wasn't exactly a warm and fuzzy story.
No.
You're sitting on that bench, it got warm in a hurry. That electricity
yeah.
traveling, warming that butt up.
Well, that's where I wear rubber chaps. 272-9228. Why are you looking at me that way, Jack?
Oh, he's looking at you in a whole new light now.
You okay, Jack?
Yeah. I think you're not.
Well, what else is new? Let's go to the phones and talk to Papa B.
Hey, Papa B.
Hey, Julie, Eddie, and Jack, how you doing?
Darn, all right.
Darn.
How you doing?
Darn. Hell, Eddie, my wife, Mama D, she makes this very delicious banana bread and pumpkin spice bread type cake.
I got
it's
you.
Moist and delicious.
And what I do is I convince myself, oh, it's health food.
It is.
Well, it's bananas.
It's greens.
And it's pumpkin. So what's so bad about that?
It's natural from the ground.
It's natural. Oh, yeah, we got to have some of this stuff. So I whack off a big old lunk of it. And, you know, with the diabetic condition, of course, it just throws me right down.
Oh, I imagine.
Oh, my word. But anyway, I feel you on that health food.
I'm trying.
Health food stuff. You know, Nancy Pelosi is trotting out in front of the cameras today. I don't know if y'all saw it or not. Hollering and screaming about how Trump, you know, the idea that Trump's not going to, you know, exit gracefully is such an outrage. And, you know, he's going to challenge any kind of, you know, vote count and everything that doesn't go in his direction. Now, this is kind of special from a woman of peaceful transfer of power. That's what she's hollering about.
Yes, yes.
From a woman that tried to impeach him over nothing.
And threatening to do it again.
Yeah, you know, threatening to do it again all over again, just as many times as it takes, you know. So I'm not surprised, but, you know, kind of perplexed that anybody would pay any attention to her. And I'm still kind of tripping over this Feinstein, you know, the dogma is strong with you comment on Amy Coney Barrett. And I was just, y'all might have listened to the show yesterday where I was, it's like Darth Vader, the dogma is strong with you type thing, you know. So I don't think that this Amy Coney Barrett attack, line of attack, is going to work out very well for the Democrats. Jack, what say you?
I just think they have to be really careful. First of all, whoever he nominates is going to be a woman. And maybe women think they can go after women better than men can go after women. But believe me, they will be ruthless on her. But I don't think it's going to sell. I think it's going to backfire.
Yeah, I think so,
and,
too.
And the very idea that Trump should wait until, nobody's ever waited before. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, when there's a vacancy.
Will the Democrats wait?
Heck no.
They would have already acknowledged.
That pesky little Mitch McConnell didn't let Merrick Garland through. I kind of think that's funny, but this is an orderly transfer. I mean, orderly filling of a vacancy on a court that has an unequal number. I mean, an odd number of people, so there won't always be a tie.
Right.
So
right.
Now we have eight people.
And we know we've got...
And we need nine.
Yeah, we know we've got something big coming up that we're going to need them for.
That's right.
We got a big game coming.
Well, and Papa B, to your point about, you know, your Darth Vader reference, I would love to see Trump, like, troll, you know, some of the corporate press, put on his best Emperor Palpatine impersonation, where it's like, hey, you're going to allow for a peaceful transfer? Yes or no, Mr. President? Yes or no?
Well, there are many paths the dark side offers to power. And, you know, I might just start dropping some of the members of the press out of helicopters like Pinochet. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's just ridiculous.
Well... May the dogma be with you always.
Amen.
Yeah, be careful of that dogma. You might step in it.
Yeah, and with your spirit. More news and views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
Eddie's in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. Final hour of news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.